Tonight's scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 47 through 50. I'll be reading from the updated New American Standard, and that's Matthew 13, verses 47 through 50. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea and gathering fish of every kind. And when it is filled, they drew it up on the beach. And they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will throw them into the furnace of fire, in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Good evening, everyone. Good to see everybody out this evening. Appreciate the prayer, Zach. Prayers are always good. We normally want an answer. Sometimes the answer is no. I believe that answer is no for me tonight on the stress and anxiety, but thanks for trying. Heard a lot of good things about Dan's lesson this morning. I was at Waco preaching, so I wasn't able to hear it, so hopefully I'll be able to live up to that tonight. I did hear that he was offering people money to leave. I'm sorry, I don't have any money to give you tonight. But tonight, I want to continue a study that we started a few months ago, last time I was here, and turning on the clicker is helpful. We talked about having a broken spirit and a lot of the things that go along with having a broken spirit. And I asked the question, do you have a broken spirit? Hopefully we all said no, but if you said yes or maybe or kind of, hopefully the past few months have been beneficial and you've re-examined yourself a little bit and made some changes maybe. Maybe you didn't make any changes. Maybe you are still stuck in having a broken spirit or on that path to having a broken spirit. We talked about how people can become overwhelmed and start to give up. We feel like that we can't help ourselves. We're stuck and there's no way out. Sometimes we find it difficult to share things with others because we just hold things internally. And it's difficult to cheer us up. Then we talked about what can break a spirit. What are some of the things that can cause that? We talked about fear a little bit and how fear can cause us to go down a path that we don't want to go down. Anxiety and depression, those are things that we have to be aware of that can affect us. And sometimes we don't know that they're affecting us until it's too late. We have to be aware of these things and be able to recognize them in ourselves. So we talked a lot about these things, and we brought up a little bit about how to put the pieces back together. And that's what I want to focus on tonight, and dig in a little bit deeper into how we fix some of the things that we talked about. And there's obviously not an exact process for everyone that's going to work for every situation we have, but I think we can start with some of the things that I'm going to look at tonight and help give us some ideas of how we can fix that. So first of all, let's talk about trust in God. And I had verses up here before. I've changed some of them because there's a lot of different verses in Proverbs that talk about all of these things. I believe one of them had 45 different verses just in Proverbs about that subject. So there's a lot of things in Proverbs that can benefit us. We just have to take the time to open the scriptures, have an open mind, and look through them and try to apply that to our lives. A lot of times we read a scripture and we think, well, this happened thousands of years ago. This was written thousands of years ago. How can that apply to me? Well, we're going to look at some of those tonight. First of all, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. Let's look at that one. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding." We don't want to lean on our own understanding. Why is that? Well, because we're not perfect. We might think we are. We think we know everything. But God has the answers for every situation in our lives, right? God has those answers. No matter what we're going through, He has the solution for us. We just have to trust in Him. Right? Trusting in God is very, very important. The thing is, how can we trust someone that we don't know very well? If you think about the people that you trust in your life, who is that? You trust some of your family members, some of your friends, maybe your boss at work. You trust people in your life, right? Why is that? Well, you've gotten to know them a little bit. You know a little bit about them. You know they have a good character. They're going to follow through with what they say. When they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. This is a different kind of trust, though. We might trust in people around us to a certain extent, but we can't trust in man the same way that we can trust in God. Trust in God is a little bit different because He does do everything that He says He's going to do. He's fulfilled all of the promises that He's made us already. He's going to give us a home in heaven if we are obedient to Him. That's the kind of trust that we should have in God. What happens when we lose our trust in God? He's no longer a priority to us, right? He's not the first thing that we think about. We have other priorities then. We've gotten our priorities a little bit mixed up. He needs to be our first priority. And we no longer look to Him for guidance. We get this attitude of, I can handle it on my own. I can take care of this on my own. I'll be fine. I can do this. Sometimes we can, yeah. But if we're not looking to Him for guidance, for the rule book, for what we should be doing, then we're not really trusting in Him, are we? We have to trust in God. And this is going to help us to put these pieces back together. When we think about a broken spirit, if we don't have trust in God, there's a pretty good chance that our spirit's broken, or it's going to be very soon. The next thing is wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 19, we can see that. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 20. Proverbs 19 verse 20 says, "Listen to advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." We have to listen to advice and accept instruction to give us wisdom, right? That we may gain wisdom in the future. Does this happen overnight? Are we born with wisdom? No. Are we wise at the age of, well, I could put any age out there. We might think we are at whatever age we're at, right? We might think we're wise. Wisdom comes from more listening and reading than it does from talking and action, right? If we're constantly the one talking or the one doing things, we're not listening to someone talk. We're not taking in what someone else is doing. We're not receiving that. We're not gaining very much wisdom when it comes to that. Sure, we can learn things the hard way. If you want to do that, you can just do and not think about what you're doing and not ask for advice or not look to the scriptures and consult the rule book, right? And then we learn things the hard way. Sin grabs a hold of us. Some people have to learn the hard way. Sometimes that's the way that goes. But wouldn't it be easier to try to gain wisdom the right way? To try to read and understand things that God has told us to do and do it the right way the first time? Verse 21 there says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. We plan a lot of things in our lives, don't we? I plan things all the time. I'm kind of a planner. I like to plan things. And I realized something recently, that the reason I don't finish a lot of the projects that I start is that I really like the idea of the project, you know? I like the idea of building something. That sounds like fun. I should do that. Or maybe you like the idea of cooking this elaborate meal and making this fancy meal for everyone. Sounds like a great idea. Everyone likes that idea. But when you actually get down to it and you start doing that thing, and you realize, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm really messing this up. You give up, right? Everyone likes the idea of being a Christian. It's a great idea. That sounds good. God's going to give me eternal life. That sounds great. That's why you look at the parable of the sower, and you can see the instances of people that sprung up and became a Christian, and early on they gave up because they like the idea of Christianity, but they don't want to put the work into it to do it right. They don't want to do it the right way. We have to be careful of that. Wisdom is a very important part of putting the pieces back together in our lives or preventing them from falling apart in the first place, right? If we have wisdom and we're looking to God for that wisdom, it's going to be really hard for things to fall apart for us, isn't it? The next thing is hope, faith, and love. Some very important things that we need to be conscious of. They're very critical to our stability as Christians and our stability mentally. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 10 first. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 28. Proverbs 10, verse 28 says, the hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. If we are righteous and we have hope, that's going to bring us joy, right? It has to. If we have hope as a righteous person and we are expecting to go to heaven after our lives are over, that should bring us joy. We should have joy in our lives. How long does that joy last? Well, that's up to us, right? How long do you hang on to that hope? Is it something you have once a week when you come to church? You're like, oh that's right, I'm going to go to heaven after I die. I forgot about that. No, you have to be thinking about that daily, constantly, thinking about the hope that you have. Because if you don't do that, what happens when you have a bad day? You might wake up in the morning late for work or late for school. You don't have breakfast. You have a test you forgot to study for. You had something, a project at work you were supposed to do, or you forgot to do something. You're just having a bad day, and it snowballs worse and worse and worse. Sometimes we have a bad enough day that it can break our spirit, right? We've probably all had one of those days. really bad day. What do we hold on to? If we don't have hope, there's not much to hold on to, right? We have to have hope. Something to hold on to. Over in chapter 16 of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 6. Proverbs 16 and verse 6 says, "By steadfast love and faithfulness, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of the Lord one turns away from evil." Love and faithfulness, we can have forgiveness of our sins, right? If we are faithful to the Lord, He's going to continue to forgive us of our sins, obviously, if we repent of them. Is this an occasional love and faithfulness that as long as you do this once a week, you're going to be fine? No, He says steadfast love and faithfulness, constant love and faithfulness. It's not something we can just put on when we want to. It's something that we need constantly. These three things are going to help support us. But if we don't have them, again, we're going to start to fall apart mentally and spiritually. We become like people of the world without these three things, right? What do the people of the world have? Well, they don't have hope. A lot of them don't have faith. And a lot of them don't have love. If we don't have these things, we start to become like someone of the world. And again, that's the road to having a broken spirit. The fourth thing here is talking and listening to friends. This is something that we often forget about. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27, beginning in verse 9. Proverbs 27, verse 9 says, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Do not forsake your friend and your father's friend, and do not go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor who is near than a brother who is far away." Friends are important, right? We need to have friends. We need to have someone we can confide in and talk to in times of need. He tells us that oil and perfume make the heart glad. That's what he's comparing a friend to. When we smell something good, it usually lifts our spirits, right? When you walk into the kitchen or you walk into a restaurant, and you smell something good. You smell garlic bread or whatever it is that you really like. That smell kind of lifts your spirit a little bit, right? That's what he's talking about. He's talking about our friends lifting us up and making us feel better. We need to have friends that can support us. And we need to be a friend that can support other people too. It goes both ways, right? We have to have friends, and we have to be a friend. You know, asking for help and advice doesn't make us weak. It actually makes us smart, because we recognize that we're not perfect. We recognize that we have faults, right? We all do. We need to constantly improve ourselves. That's what God wants us to do, is improve ourselves regularly, constantly. Sometimes we can do that on our own. Sometimes we should do that on our own. Sometimes we need help. Sometimes we need advice for someone on what to do in a certain situation. We need to lean on other people, lean on our friends, when we need that help. They can help us put the pieces back together if need be. Whatever it takes, right? You know, we get to the point where we don't want to bother other people sometimes. We don't want to burden someone else with our problems or, you know, make a problem for someone else. We want to do it on our own and fix things on our own. But sometimes we need to look to someone else. If you ever worked in retail at a store somewhere, you've probably been told, never tell the customer, I don't know. Tell them something like, I'll find someone who does know, to find an answer, to find a solution. We should never tell ourselves, I don't know what to do. Because there's an answer out there for us. If we haven't found it in the scriptures, someone else has, I promise. It's in there somewhere. We just have to find it. So talking to someone else can help us find those answers that we need. And the last thing is going to help us combine all of these things together and have a positive mental outlook. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 30. Proverbs 14 verse 30 says, a tranquil heart gives life to the flesh. Or a peaceful heart. Or a positive heart. Who doesn't want to have peace in their lives? Right? We all want to have peace. We all want to be positive. But sometimes that's hard. It's hard to be positive all the time. Every day. How many of us can say that I'm positive every single day? Every single hour of the day. That's hard to do. It's hard to have a positive mental outlook when there's so much negativity around us. There's so many bad things happening. If you want a positive mental outlook, don't watch the news. Right? Don't do that. That's not going to lift your spirits. Go smell some garlic bread. Negativity is contagious. And it's destructive. It's very contagious, right? If someone you're talking to, you're having a conversation with someone, and they're just negative about everything, they're complaining about everything, and nothing is going right for them, but they're just pouring it out. What do you normally do? We listen to people, right? But we tend to do the same thing that they're doing. We say, yeah, you know what? I dealt with the same thing. My boss was mean to me yesterday too. Or I had this bad thing happen to me too. And it brings us down, and then you're both down, right? It's hard to bring that conversation back up and have some positivity. We do that to ourselves, though, don't we? We talk to ourselves negatively. And we think negative thoughts sometimes. We have to try to avoid that. We have to maintain a positive mental outlook. Being more negative than positive can be toxic to us, right? And subsequently, it can break our spirit. We have to be careful of that. All of these things together, these five things, obviously is not a fix-all for everyone's life. But it's a starting point. If you have a broken spirit, start here. Start trusting in God. Right? Work out your own salvation. Philippians 2 verse 12. God wants us to fix whatever's wrong in our lives. He wants us to figure it out. That's critical to working out our own salvation. So these five things are things that I think that we must have as Christians, right? We can't ignore any of them. or become overconfident in them. We have to have them. We can't say, well, I trust in God just too much. I have too much trust in God. No one can say that, right? Or you could say, I have too much wisdom. Don't say that. No one has too much wisdom, right? You can't say, I don't need to study the Word of God. I know it all. Again, not possible. You might say, I have too much hope in my life. No one's going to say that. Too much faith, too much love. That's not possible, is it? You might say, well, I talk to my friends too much, or I ask for advice too much. Well, maybe you do. But probably at some point someone's going to say, what do you think you should do? And make you think about it. Sometimes we need to do that too. And no one's going to say, I'm just way too positive. I could be negative more often. No one's going to say that. We can always be more positive. Do any of these things come easy? Come natural for all of us? Not always, no. Sometimes it takes some work. We have to put in some work sometimes. What happens if you don't put in the work as a Christian? Well, eventually you start losing your trust in God. You start losing your wisdom or your knowledge, right? If you're not working at it, you might lose some of your hope or your faith or your love. You can lose those things. Then you stop talking to your friends. And you don't have a positive mental outlook anymore. And finally, you throw in the towel and you give up. You say, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. My spirit is broken. That's the end result of not having all of these things. Was not talking to your friends the thing that caused you to fall away as a Christian? No. It started at the beginning. With trust in God. This is what's going to get us through these hard times that we have in our life. We all have hard times. But no matter what you need to do to fix your broken spirit, no matter what level you're at, if you're at like a DEFCON 5 and you say, yeah, I could work on a few things. Or you're at DEFCON 1 and it's all out war, and if you don't do something right now, you're going to lose your soul. Do something to fix it. Make some changes. Make some adjustments to do better. If you have sin in your life, repent of it now. Don't wait for it to fix itself. That's not how sin works. Sin gets worse if you don't fix it. I have to go back. That's actually my notes. Sorry. If you need to be baptized, the time to do that is now. The five things we talked about don't have to be done today to become a Christian. You don't have to master those five things to become a Christian. That's a lifelong journey of working out your own salvation, right? That takes time to do all of those things. But what you can do is five easy steps to become a Christian. And it takes like 5 minutes. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. If you've heard that 100 times, you know what that means, right? It's very simple to do. Don't put it off anymore. Do what you need to do to make your life right with God. Do it right now as we stand and sing.